Hey, good morning, hello, folks, and welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. So good to be here today. My name's Mac, and I'm here with, she's part of the National Socialist American Workers Party. Her name is Alexandra Domoriato.
Hello.
Are you a part of that group?
Sure, whatever floats your boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I got over here, with a boat.
You know what that group is?
One more time. Educate me. I'm so uneducated.
It's the long name for Hitler's group.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just admitted that you had that.
Hey, can we restart?
No, we can't. And folks,
when you bring me up, can you say I'm
I don't like Hitler. Surprisingly.
Bad Comedy Podcast.
Yeah. And then, folks, he's from Bad Comedy Podcast. Please welcome Dylan Roof Dahmer.
They call me
Why
Dylan
does he
Roof.
Just get a fucking murderer while I get associated with Nazis? This is not fair.
Well, that was Jason's projecting.
Well, he got serial killer and mass shooter all in one.
I know.
Dylan Roof, Dan Dahmer.
No, but like, whatever. Yeah. I'm not explaining the pyramid.
Dylan Roof.
Yeah.
And roofies.
I would say your people were responsible for more bad things. The ones because she had, I asked her if she was in the National Socialist Workers Party.
With Michael Cooper.
And, well, no, that was the long
See,
thing.
See, he also
for,
doesn't understand history, so I'm not.
Max, yeah, like, I've listened to a lot of history podcasts.
Yeah, so. I do. I know it all. Ask me a question about history.
Okay, no. What happened in 1952?
I don't know.
Stump.
Fuck you. You don't know shit.
Actually, I do know.
Who was the president?
Actually, I do know. They started to first commercially produce the home refrigerator. As suburban homes became more common.
Can we fact check that? Is that an invention?
What? Jamie called in sick.
You know what I consider an inventor's invention is
I don't know, probably
the wheelchair.
Who's DC?
The wheelchair?
Wheel is an invention, but the wheelchair is an inventor's invention.
You can't reinvent the wheel, but you can reinvent the wheelchair.
Yeah, just put it on stuff. And it's like if they didn't invent the wheel, what would all these paralyzed people be doing?
I don't know.
I Googled
They'd
refrigerator.
Be crawling
give me a
back
sec.
For more.
1952.
Mobility. But yeah, I saw.
If I'm right about that, that'd be very funny.
It was the rise, but it wasn't.
I was actually right about that.
Yeah. Rapid urbanization, actually.
I know that.
Let's talk about that.
Just enough autism to remember.
But it was also when like single family homes became a big thing, and they had all these appliances that became things.
Okay, you know, you won.
Now there's like
you don't have to keep
multiple families in one house.
And you asked who the president was in 1952?
Yeah.
Let's go with.
I'm pretty sure it was Ronald.
No, he was 80s.
Fuck. Jimmy Carter.
No.
Oh, fuck. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't
I
remember
it
that.
Was Lincoln, maybe 50s. Washington, maybe.
60s was Carter.
Richard Nixon.
We'll say Eisenhower.
No, not Nixon. Not Kennedy. Maybe Eisenhower. Who's before Eisenhower?
Dwight E.?
D.
Oh my God!
I like that I could be 200 years old.
This is so fucking
Eisenhower.
All right, all right. He's the reason why World War II stopped. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and he also
maybe
told
Truman.
I like how I'm holding my phone right now.
Truman was late 40s, so it'd be someone who was
maybe
after
false
Truman.
Man. False woman.
Who followed Truman?
Truman.
It was Dwight D. Eisenhower, you guys.
Thank you.
We can finally kill ourselves.
Well, I don't have to kill myself. I got it.
Yeah, we got it right.
You guys have to kill yourself.
I'm sorry. For the audio listeners at home, do you have like a male sign tattoo on your wrist?
This is kind of embarrassing because my watch broke.
That's smart.
What is why? So you remember that you're a dude, or
no? I guess I have to tell the story now.
Is it new?
No.
How old? Tell the fucking story. Yeah,
I've never seen that. That's new.
No, I don't know.
Let me see. Let me see if it's raised up.
You can lie.
No, that's been there. So, folks,
it's because I got this because of
it's
Truman.
Sign.
I'm a true man.
Right. Yeah,
this is the Mars symbol. Kind of cool fact about it. So, this is supposed to be a spear behind a shield.
You could change
that's it. That's not masculine.
Ooh, you know what you could do if you wanted to change it? You could make it a heart with an arrow through it and put mom on it. That's like a classic tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I could cover it up, honestly.
It's kind of giving zodiac sign. It's kind of...
Not really.
Well, why? Were you like low T or something? Like, what's I mean, what's up with that?
No, I actually got this on a first date.
Oh.
And she got the Venus symbol.
Oh.
And I got the Mars symbol.
Well, did she get it removed?
It's like this was a beginning of.
Is that the Mars signal or symbol?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say this is the beginning of my psychosis like symptoms.
Awesome.
But then I just remember looking back. It's like I was like, yeah, like let's just like get like tattoos on the first date.
That's
and
smart.
It was just like, that's when
no,
I started.
No, that's
being
like a
reckless.
Movie moment. That's a movie moment.
It's like this well, magic yeah. moment.
Yeah.
Didn't end well though. Like I remember getting the tattoo touched up after we already broke up.
Why did you touch up the tattoo?
It was fucking like faded.
Yeah, that would
I just remember
that would be
like,
embarrassing.
Yeah,
that was actually the start of my like.
I have my Mack truck logo tattoo right here, and that hasn't faded, or it did fade. Sorry, and I got it retouched up.
Aww.
I just remember like being depressed about us breaking up, and then realizing like I'm fucking getting this touched up after we broke up. And I laughed instead of being depressed, and then I wrote it down, and that was like the beginning of like comedy.
Well,
it was before I was doing stand up.
I mean,
oh,
I was
yeah.
writing down stuff that would make me happy instead of sad about something.
Well, no, what you could say is you have that on there so that if you die, people can identify that you're a man because there's so many different genders these days.
Yeah, and it's like, how could they tell?
Yeah, yeah. You're probably reading the future.
Well, because they wouldn't know if you were like Caesar or Caesar.
No, it was definitely before. I think like I remember a year or two later, I was just like, this looks bad. Like women think I'm just being like I'm a man and just there are two genders.
Yeah, I got.
But it's like I got it honestly partially. Oh God, so a lot of people are gonna hate this, but I was very
keep
inspired
going, yeah.
by
Andrew Tate.
He's a good talk show host.
Yeah,
I was very inspired by. No, you didn't.
Really?
Yeah, I got his face on my back.
No,
was
can
it
I
paid
see?
For by Alex Jones.
Yeah, they paid for it.
Can I see it?
No.
Have you seen his Malort?
Whatever. I don't give a fuck about Malort. We talked about this on the last episode.
Do you want me to get naked and show you all my tattoos?
No.
I'll get naked
for
on the
two.
Podcast.
No. I don't really. I don't care enough. But
that
it's
would
just like,
actually
I have
probably
a hot
get
bod.
Views. He's been walking a lot lately.
Can you say excuse me?
No, I like what you
excuse
just
excuse me.
Like that.
I'm just snapped and it hit my face.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a
don't
heart.
Go there, girlfriend.
No,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that.
Why?
because
why
of
not?
Race.
No, I didn't say that.
But why wouldn't you even say it? That would be good.
What about this? Why not
why?
Do a crazy dance?
So
why not take a crazy chance?
When I make my
oh, I thought
you
were gonna sing YMCA.
I almost did a YMCA joke about Damon Howard, this Native American.
Oh,
closet gay.
All right,
but I didn't have to go there. There's not that much room in a roast joke.
You like how I kept pushing?
Not that many syllables, you know.
All right, so you're just like those are the two things you were attacking mostly.
Well, yeah, those are the main things that are it's authentic about it.
Oh, did you say that's his Native American name? Closeted gay.
No, I like
that's good though.
No, like
holy
Damon
shit.
Howard, gay man coward.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then
it sounds like a black guy, Damon Howard. If someone told me there's a guy named Damon Howard,
it sounds
I'm
like a
viner.
It does sound
yeah.
black.
Yeah, it's a black guy for sure.
He actually tried saying that my Native American name would be like because I have CTE apparently.
Shooter school.
No, he was like kicked in the head by a horse. I'm like, that's awesome.
That's
but then
good.
I said that his was a saving horse, riding cowboy.
Mm.
Oh.
I like that. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
He ripped my beanie off at the beginning.
Dang. Ooh, that's that's physical violence. That's not touchy. That's really messed up.
Yeah, that's
no.
assault, basically.
Yeah, that's like he
ripping
should get canceled.
My clothes off.
He was trying to
stage.
Get in your head.
No, he exposed my head. I didn't
he was
shave
trying
my
to
head that day.
He was trying to get some head.
Yeah, getting some head. I
yeah,
was getting
yeah.
some head.
No, because of it, because of the beanie, not because I I don't know him. Mm-hmm. You are probably a normal person. I am not.
Why wouldn't
making
he be normal? Because he's a Native American.
No.
Yeah, what are you? we kind of assumed he's normal.
Let's wind that.
Or
back.
Is it the gay thing or the Native American thing?
I'm weird.
Where you had to point out that he's not that he's normal.
I'm crazy. I'm weird. I'm goo-goo.
So the insanity defense wins again.
Insanity defense. You can't use that every time. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, you're the girl who cried wolf.
Do you think like you could be
Hold
a
on
good
my period,
person?
I'm sorry.
And be
huh? you're
could be a good
week.
Person.
You can't use.
Yeah, I can't stop. I don't know.
And you would have picked the cranberry. You would have picked the cranberry juice. My card's lemonade.
Oh, black cherry.
Oh, I got black cherry. This is the worst flavor.
If you were
actually.
On your period, you would have picked the cranberry juice. So I don't think you're on your period.
Interesting. No, actually.
No, that's not how that works. But yeah, sure. That's like when you have a UTI, you drink cranberry.
No. Yeah.
One time I was doing this job where it was like you just pick up stuff and deliver it, and
okay.
the person's
like
order
Amazon?
Was like. Cranberry okay. juice and like a UTI test, and I was just like, this person's having a bad day.
Yeah
they want like a candy bar too.
Did you like just,
I knew like what the purpose of their order was.
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing.
Well,
the cranberry juice, you know, just
it also cranberry juice, it's good for like hangovers too. I used to in college when I was a freshman at the dorms, they just had like kind of little cups for stuff, but I would get a cup of Powerade, a cup of water, a cup of cranberry juice, and
I could so see you in
and a cup of Sprite.
Just being an idiot.
Yeah, and that was my hangover.
Just like
cure.
This is the perfect cure.
Yeah,
and just trying to sell it.
It never worked. Not once.
Yeah,
but it's probably better than not doing it.
No,
you know?
But. A lot of times, like, I'll listen to the cranberries if I'm hungover.
Yeah,
because I feel like a zombie.
Well, actually. It is like they do have some good songs that are kind of happy, like "Oh, my dreams never quite as it seems."
Uh-huh. Yeah, I never got hammered at my school.
I think it's called Dreams.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I got hammered alone.
That's
isn't that awesome?
Like Steven Glansberg.
Yeah. Wait, who the fuck is that?
Steven Glansberg.
Yeah.
You never seen Superbad?
Yeah, I've seen Superbad.
It's the guy sitting alone at the lunch table eating pudding alone, and they're like, "What do you want me to sit here alone like fucking Steven Glansberg over there?"
Mm-hmm. I'm lonely,
okay.
Amorous.
Yeah, I get the reference.
Yeah.
But anyways,
most of our listeners got the reference.
Yeah,
I didn't get it.
I like you. I
no
like
one's
you.
Seen Superbad. That
Thank
many
you
times.
For listening. Keep listening, please. Let me whisper little secrets in your ear.
Speaking of listening,
really
if you want to listen to more, go to patreon.com/bad.
See, you hate it too.
No, I
no ads. That's punk rock.
That yeah, that's like super not
selling out
like,
right now.
Yeah, that's super
not,
like late stage
out.
Capitalism.
I'm telling them
of you.
How to get access to more content. You go to patreon.com/bad comedy and you can get. We have 320 total episodes. There's 250 of them are behind the paywall. And all of our guest episodes are behind the paywall, so go check that out.
You feel like the energy leaving. No, but I feel like drinking alone has a bad stigma. It's just like, I'm always alone. Like, I can't drink.
No, I love drinking alone. It's just like I went to an art school. I didn't go to like a normal college. I went to Columbia College, and that shit was like the worst of the fucking worst. Like I lived in like a corner, like
in Columbia,
like Chicago, like South Loop. Like I know, yeah, I know. You're trying to be
like the country.
No.
Oh, is that a thing?
Like,
people are like, oh, you're saying you went to Columbia?
Yeah, what are you? Do you work for Pablo Escobar?
Let me guess, you're from the suburbs. No,
I wish I fucking worked for Pablo Escobar. Holy shit, I'd actually have money by now. Uh-huh. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Like, no, I'm like really, like,
you want money. You want wealth.
He wasn't around.
You're
going to
get it.
He
wasn't
going to
get money
like,
and power.
When you were around.
You are.
That's okay.
But
can we like bring them back?
There's still cartels.
For our audio listeners, I'm raising my hand.
Yeah.
So I can speak.
And we're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Patiently.
And are you, wait, who's calling on
She's
me?
She's hailing Hitler right now.
Calling
I'm
you.
Not hailing.
You
I'm, no, I'm not.
You were the one talking about it. You were the one talking about Mein Kampf before
the episode. No. Yeah. No, I would not.
I
was talking about.
I am going to listen to Mein Kampf on audio tape tomorrow.
She's being really defensive about like not hailing
it's
Hitler.
It's on Spotify Premium right now.
It's a joke.
Yeah, she's really trying to defend not being... Be not
She's
being
a Nazi.
She's like, nah.
Oh my God. Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny? It's like that episode of Danny DeVito. It's like, I do not diddle little kids. Yeah, you have it though.
Wait,
you would love that show.
Is that the episode where they found the memorabilia, the Nazi memorabilia?
No, but that's crazy that you know that episode and you didn't watch the show.
I do watch the show.
Okay. All right, good to know. I thought you just knew like every Nazi episode from like every show
that's
ever.
That's how we learned it.
I go to YouTube and I type in Nazi scenes from shows.
Yeah.
Well, because I've already gotten through all the documentaries.
Yeah. And then you're like, fucking, they're censoring this content.
Yeah.
Yeah. How am I going to get my news?
Well, if it's, yeah.
You know, I'm not.
That's not shocking. And this is shocking.
I'm not taking.
That's a YouTube thing. YouTube thinks it's shocking when we say dick and but if we talk about Hitler,
I watch
Nazis,
the most disgusting, like semi porno stuff on YouTube. It's kind of insane. It's kind of whack. And then they'll like strike me for copyright.
You watch it or post it? Or what do you.
I like came across it, you know? Like I didn't want to. And then the rabbit hole kind of brought me to like a disgusting place, like pimple popping videos and whatnot. Like I've seen some fucking. Dude, the human body can produce a lot of pus. Well, insane.
Yeah.
You keep clicking.
I had an abscess on my ass. And
You have a second asshole too?
I did.
I feel like every dude, like once they hit 40, they're just like, dang, something's like wrong with my butthole. And then like they get a second asshole.
It turns out I was two the whole time.
Wow.
Well, not the whole time.
I don't go down rabbit holes because I'm not a rabbit.
Yeah, it's kind of too small.
That's my stance. You know,
right.
Yeah, you're probably too fat to fit in one, Jason.
Yeah, I love my girlfriend.
Your black, beautiful,
your beautiful black queen.
And I do comedy at Comedy Bar.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. I don't think
I love that
movement.
Well,
no, not Me Too.
I love the Me Too movement.
Yeah,
love it.
It made me really sad that James Franco was part of it, to be honest. Me too.
What made you sad?
James Franco.
That he was part of it?
Being canceled for like diddling an intern or something.
Oh, but did he?
I don't want to understand.
Well, I got Gilbert Grapes and nobody cared.
Really? By who?
I don't want to talk about it. I talk about it behind the paywall.
Oh, okay. We can wait, yeah. For only $3.99, you can find out who molested Mac Nethers.
Yeah, you can find out. Patreon.com/badcomedy.
Hell yeah. 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 I'm fine.
And then
access granted.
And that's what you hear once you become a baddie.
No, you can find out why Mac became a comic.
Yep.
Access
granted.
Yeah,
but I'm taking a new stance in life. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
I like that.
Just kind of sick of.
Are you gonna shoot someone like a CEO?
We should make a song like that. We should make a song.
Wink, I'm winking.
We should make a song like "No More Mr. Nice Guy." More Mr. Nice Guy.
That sounds like way more Yacht Rock.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, I love Yacht Rock.
Oh God.
Like sailing. Takes me away to where I'm going.
Memories all.
Yeah, like fucking. Yeah, I've been obsessed with the Doobie Brothers lately.
I don't smoke pot, so I don't listen to those guys.
No, but you can.
Yeah, I feel
kind of
like ugly.
I
have to like
roaches.
Go to Eminem. Eminem. I think go to Eminem.
You went to
sometime.
Eminem.
I love Eminem.
I'm not gonna reveal who it was, but someone hid Eminem on their Spotify rap. Because they didn't want, they thought that I was bad for their brand. And I just think.
Who was it?
I said I'm not going to say.
Oh.
You know, we were talking about Bobby Buds being Danny DeVito last week, and then someone really hid
Eminem.
Bobby Buds clips.
They hid Danny Eminem DeVito because he's white.
No, because he's really edgy and scary.
He also did. He also got paid like $1.5 million to go
on stage for a minute and a half. If I saw Eminem on my side of the sidewalk, I would fucking cross it.
Well, he went on stage for Kamala Harris for a minute and a half, and he got $1.5 million.
I would too. I'd be like, Kamala, yeah, coconuts. Fuck yeah. I love her. Vote for her.
Yeah, at first I was like, I wouldn't think Eminem would be a huge Kamala guy. And then I was like, he got a million and a half.
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, Kamala, I'm in my spaghetti. Yeah. That's so Eminem.
Cook on my spaghetti. Yeah.
Cook all of my spaghetti for come on mama, my mama. Come my on. Mama is making spaghetti. Remember that song that I made? Everyone thinks that I write elevator music. You write.
Come on, love. More like. Come on, mama love.
Come on, mama, 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 come on, mama, 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 mama.
Yeah.
No, she has a really fun name, though.
There is a lot. She's an Aries.
Camilla.
Chameleon.
Oh my God! Yeah, Commies. We should do Donald Trump impressions for the rest of this. Well,
I actually did a whole podcast with Meg where I did it the whole time.
Mine is pretty bad, to be honest. So.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Why do you think it's so bad?
It's the worst.
Actually, do you want to like train me?
I kind of want to do a therapy session with you.
But it's try to burp.
Sorry,
scratchy. I love Trump.
So I kind of want to do like an Aaron Chase type of session. Aaron Chase podcast. He like you know, talks about like feelings and stuff.
Dude, I was supposed to write a script like
Turn that camera off. It's only gonna be Alex now.
Yeah, we're gonna test turn that camera off because it's only gonna be on you. Because during Aaron Chase's podcast, he only has the video on the person.
Hello.
All respect to him, but when he asked me to do it, I'm like, no, that's not fair.
So, Alex. So you said you drink alone a lot, and
I used to.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, I can't anymore because I can't afford it. But when I get a free drink, like right now, I will.
And why can't you afford it?
Yeah.
I mean, I have like a box of wine. I sent but you. But like,
I sent you $8 for podcasting today.
Yeah, I need like 16 more bucks for another box of wine.
Well, if you're here the whole month, you'll get more than $8.
Yeah, and I'm around.
So
yeah.
you need box of wine.
So
no, well, I don't need like alcohol. I'm just saying, like, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. Why
do you like it?
Yeah, why do you like it? Alcohol.
Because it like numbs my thoughts.
Why don't you tell us a little more about that? Why do you want to numb your thoughts?
Because it's like five thoughts.
You have five thoughts that are always kind of rolling around in your head. What are the thoughts?
And it's
There's too much junk on the streets.
Okay. Then we should probably deport
all
the immigrants.
My mom texted me.
Puerto Ricans.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say that.
Trump's
Hello.
That's a good clip.
Yeah.
That's the alcohol.
No, stop. Stop. yeah.
Look how the clip was like her being like, I'm not MAGA. But
yeah. MAGA more like Wagyu.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't put F in front of it on YouTube.
Mr. Magoo.
Fuck. Sorry. Dick.
Swagga.
Sorry, we're supposed to say penis, apparently.
Yeah. What about Swagga?
Can we say vulva?
Swagga. I like Swagga.
Yeah.
Swagoo.
Have you heard of the Maha Men? It's Robert F. Kennedy and a bunch of other healthy people.
Yeah.
And they're like, who let the healthy food out? Who? Who took all the vaccines away?
I don't give a fuck if Diet Coke is gonna like be banned.
No, he's not gonna let Donald Trump won't let him take Diet Coke away.
Yeah, that's his favorite snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll
shoot him.
What he'll do is he'll buy it all.
He'll
Diet
get the
Coke.
Same guy who got he'll buy, shot
he'll
the
buy,
CEO.
He'll buy all the Diet Coke.
Yeah. I'll buy all the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll buy all the Diet Coke, all the Coke Zeros. I don't really like Coke Zero, but
I don't think he would go for Coke
Baron
Zero.
Baron Trump really likes Coke Zero.
Yeah.
What is up with Baron?
Wait, hold on.
Because he's like 6'9".
Real quick before that, why in your Donald Trump impression do you have that like third Guaita thing that you do?
You're supposed to gesture with your hands is what he does.
Do the voice again.
You're doing like a kid voice.
Yeah, you're doing like a kid voice.
You're giving him like W's instead
really
of R's.
Coke Zero.
I really like Coke Zero. My name is Trump. I grab her by the voice.
He doesn't have all these speech impediments.
Yeah, he does. He's like,
He does say huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. China.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Baron Trump is just tall Donald Trump. He's just going to be the most Donald Trump.
I just want like Donald Trump saying. It's going
to be tough to compete with, I guess.
Yeah.
I want him to say like every continent for America so I can clip it.
Who?
Donald Trump.
You don't think he knows every continent?
No. I don't care if he does. He doesn't have to know every continent. You know, I totally understand. I don't know.
No,
every...
he knows all the continents.
He do.
Do you know all the continents?
Should I call him?
Do you know all the continents?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or what are they?
Australia. Europe. East Asia. Sorry, I'm trying to remember the song.
No, Asia. It's just Asia. North America, South America, Africa, and then we're done.
Whoopsie. Africa.
And Antarctica.
Antarctica. I think I already said Antarctica.
And Santa's house in the North Pole.
Antarctica. South America. Seven. North America.
Wait, is Arctica?
That's how it goes.
Why isn't Arctica one?
Takara?
Is this
Arctica.
That's a beautiful name.
No, we have Antarctica, which is the anti-Arctica.
Antarctica.
Arctica is the top one. Why don't we cut? Isn't that a thing?
When we talk about nuance, I was thinking.
Why don't we just
when they
shove
replaced the ant on Fresh Prince?
Nuance?
Yeah, he got a new aunt.
He did?
Yeah. We should send all the prisoners to Antarctica, and then we don't have to pay for taxes.
No, see, yeah. That is a swagger.
Yeah.
It'd be really fun to just, like, watch them, like, run around and go, it's so cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they hang out with Santa Claus because he hangs out there.
No, he hangs out in the North Pole.
They get outcompeted by penguins.
No, that's the South
There's,
Pole.
Like, two Antarctica.
No, that's Arctica.
No.
Oh.
The other one's Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one's like more Democrat?
I guess the South Pole. Because North Pole would be more Christian values. Santa, Jesus.
The North Pole is right. More conservative. Because it's like heaven. And then hell is
kind of like cool, like better.
Yeah, you have gay penguins.
What's in Antarctica? Just gay penguins?
Gay penguins. Well, you have cool polar...
That's a fun zoo
experience,
though.
You have, like, cool polar bears up there.
There actually might be a lot of stuff that's hidden in Antarctica.
There actually is.
Wait, they, like, smoke cigars?
No, there's, like, a...
They don't drink Coke Zero?
There might be, like, just, like, portals and stuff.
Aren't they on Cokes?
No, there's literally a... There's a base down there where they have a lot of technology that they can't talk about. It's confidential.
And sometimes you just want to escape from this shit. It's just like, I don't need another conspiracy.
Yeah, there's a whistleblower that was talking about it.
You watch too much Alex Jones, and you have to temper it.
Yeah.
You need to limit it.
I do want to go to Antarctica. I do want to go to Antarctica, though.
Well, you're Alexandra Jones, Alex Jones' daughter. Am I wrong?
Yeah,
but
no,
you
got to
carry all your
works.
Trash
like,
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex is...
But it's like, this is where the trash belongs.
No, but I do believe that Sandy Hook happened.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, yeah, it's a school.
I think it was a place. Yeah.
No! You know what I mean.
What?
Alex Jones. No, Alex Jones
like
is like.
It?
Who is
that? Dude, like he's so funny. Like, do you want to hear my Alex Jones impression?
Hold on. What was the name of what was the name of the shooter?
Do you know? That's like weird if you know.
He never existed.
Okay, you got your joke in. Okay.
It was Adam Lanza.
Adam Sandler?
Adam Lanza.
Oh. Lanza?
Yeah.
It's like a Hollywood name.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Adam Lanza.
Damn, the CIA totally potential. Hired him as an actor or whatever then. Oh.
As a...
No, that was real. I'm sorry.
By the way,
fuck!
I wanted to reach out to either the New World
it's
Order.
It's tough, you know?
If the New World Order is listening, if you want to fund our operation... We'll say whatever you want.
Mm-mm,
also,
mm-mm,
well, no.
Selling out.
Listen. Also, if you want to defeat the New World Order.
They're not going
to
pay for the Patreon.
Hold on. Alex Jones, we'll become part of your network. So whoever has the highest bid will do your bidding.
Dude,
Deep State. Deep State, if you're listening.
Well, he's getting less gross.
Deep State.
Why?
If you're listening.
Alex
he's
Jones?
Hot. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not hot.
He's getting hotter.
He's a hot dude.
But we
want
to hear your
impression.
My mom texted
me the weirdest fucking thing.
What was it?
Should I read it?
Is it Alex Jones?
Is it in Polish or in
English? No, it's
in
English.
How Alex Jones
She's like, how do you feel? How is your belly feeling?
Are you pregnant?
How do you feel? How's your belly feeling?
No. Yeah. I had Chinese food last night and I was just like, This is really greasy.
Maybe you're pregnant and your mom, like...
She's just, like, she doesn't speak, like, proper English. So.
I know that, like, women's, like, vaginas sync up or something. So maybe, like, she can feel that you're pregnant.
Proper English, Mac.
Wait, should I pick up this phone call right
quotations,
now?
Commas.
Oh, yes.
Parentheses, all this shit.
So
it's all gone.
There's a government of efficiency, folks, and that's for the government. We're talking about efficiency for language, culture, everything. So we're getting rid of the we're getting rid of quotation marks, and they're just going to be
exactly
apostrophes. You know, we don't need the double apostrophes. We don't need double apostrophes. It's too many. We can delete that off the keyboard. What else is on the keyboard?
It's done.
The ampersand? No, you just write out and.
I really want to get to a point where we all like progress, where we can kind of like read our facial expressions very well. I'm sorry for the people who don't have that ability. Apparently that exists.
It's called being artistic.
Or deaf.
Artistic. Hello.
Well, you know, Elon says that with the Neuralink and everything, we're not going to even... It's not going to be texting.
I am not.
Our brains are like transmitters.
Look, my iPhone can't even connect to the fucking Bluetooth in my car. I do not want a chip in my... Like, it's going to connect to my fucking car. Like, my thoughts are going to, like, project through the speakers. It's going to be, like, automatically synced and shit. Like, I don't want people to, like...
I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't want to hear, like, my voice memos, like, from my brain to, like, a speaker, like, automatically play because I, like, forgot to, like...
I do.
Close out just a tab. Imagine,
like, I want a radio station that just like my thoughts are all of my thoughts get projected onto it.
Yeah.
And it's like welcome to Mac's Brain Radio.
That's not how that works.
Welcome to Mac's Brain Radio.
That would like never fucking.
No, but it would be a waste of time.
No, but
yeah, you already do that.
Yeah, you're you're sitting in a dark room for like 6 hours and you speak
you
your
just
thoughts
and 24/7.
It's basically you're giving yourself CIA torture. You're like
my life,
depraving your senses.
Life
and just
is a
blabbing.
Podcast. I'm just living.
You really
in
want
the
no privacy? Like,
no,
but it wouldn't even come through as words, though. It'd just be like
it'd be like Truman Show. Yeah,
I'm thinking something, and you get what I'm thinking, and then you think it, and then
no, it comes through the
it's
radio.
It's not even in words because words are it's not efficient.
AI.
I've been reading a script this entire time. I'm sorry, I'm spilling the beans. Yeah, well, you gave me a script to read.
It was a bad script, and I didn't give it to you. You wrote that script.
No.
Well, who wrote it, though?
Did you just snort?
I mean, yeah, but it's been mostly, like, improvised, though. It's like Curb right now. Like, you gave me, like, lines to bounce off of, and you only gave me, like, six approved topics. That's why we've been talking about...
Yes, ampersand...
It's got to be authentic. It's got to be off the cuff, riffing, improv. Yeah. Yes.
So
and
what are you going to do? Are they going to deport you for being Polish and being a Polish child?
No,
because
I was born here. I could be president if I want to.
Wow. Unlike
apparently.
Elon's
dumb there's going to be a woman president.
African American.
Yeah.
In history. Yeah.
Wait, I got to practice my wave.
That's a hail.
Yeah, that's definitely more of like an autocracy wave.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
It's like, I own you.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay if it's a dude.
No.
If she wears a pantsuit, ooh, all of a sudden she's a liar and she has too many like emails or something. Fuck you. Everyone has emails.
She did kind of get, that was,
she,
who cares?
There was like a major crime. The crimes don't matter when it's Democrats.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when it's like about like that stuff, and then like the eyes, you know what I'm
saying?
It
is crazy because it's like if she won the popular vote by 3 million votes, like so it's like Trump never would have been president if that was just based on what we wanted.
Yeah,
and but it's also
he's just so sexy.
Well, there's a reason for the Electoral College. It's so that the whole country has a say.
If I had,
I think that's lame.
Ooh, I was gonna say something really gross.
I like the Electoral College.
I'm gonna censor myself.
Well,
just
you just
out
like
of
college, like Brian Crow,
so I can appease
what were
the
you
YouTube
say
people.
That so
no,
I love Electoral College.
Say it because I had to explain my tattoo.
Yeah.
I was gonna say if I had a dick, I'd fuck Donald Trump's neck.
Nice,
because it was
it
like really loose.
Did you see Kamala Harris's neck in that one video where she was talking to the camera?
I mean, I don't care.
I would fuck that neck.
Grab him by the throat.
No.
She had kind of a turkey gobble.
No.
I think, yeah, it's like, maybe
that's not nice.
You should see Mitch McConnell's. I would F that guy.
Has so many pockets.
I would F the shit out of his neck.
Oh my gosh.
Dude,
probably
let's talk
so
about
soft.
The people in the comedy scene who would be like to fuck
their necks.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Dale McPhee.
No. Sorry, my body rejected that. Holy cow! I'm
Why?
So sorry.
Why you think you think that'd be?
I just want to be friends with every comic.
Do you think Dale's unattractive?
That's not what you're saying.
I just want to be friends with them.
Do you think Dale's unattractive?
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, I like Dale. I like Dale. I like Dale as a friend.
You know he lost like 600 pounds. He's skinny now.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't care.
No, I'm just saying.
I never think about it.
He also got veneers and stuff, and he lost his lisp.
Okay, great. Good for him. Yeah.
But he's not funny anymore.
I remember being like
yeah,
a
that's
really
what
fat kid, and then I'm thinking at one point, like, yeah, it's like some girls, it's like they don't care. I was like, no, dumbass. Dumb little fat boy.
Women don't care.
They care a little bit.
Middle school.
They care a little
bit
less.
Right. Well, everyone's like hitting puberty and they're confused on why they want to jerk off every day.
I just had a vision of like, well, it's what's like, on the inside that counts. It's
but
like,
women,
no, it's not.
Women
be shopping.
Women are
yeah.
very heightist.
Women be.
Luckily, I'm
6 foot
flat.
I date like a lot of short men. I don't know.
Well, I think short people got no reason
not
to
kings.
Live.
They I mean,
shorter
yeah,
than you?
Short peasants. Yeah.
Shorter than you.
You should date Bobby Buds.
No, he doesn't like me.
He looks like
I told you. I dressed up as him for Red Lobster. And he was like, who are you?
What?
I was like, I've been performing for 3 years straight on this show with you.
That's something he would
say,
though.
Oh, my God.
That's definitely something Bobby Buds would say.
Yeah, I was
he's like, I don't listen to your podcast.
I was
like,
yeah,
you do.
I like looked in the mirror. I'm like, is this anti-Semitic? Like, I like don't know him like that. I'm like doing this for a bit. I like show up and everyone's like very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh.
No, Bobby will come. Bobby will like talk to me about a specific clip that he watched on Instagram, and then like deny that he ever watched it.
Yeah, like
later.
Not like it, but
and also not like it.
He's like, that's funny, but it's like, why don't you support me then?
Yeah,
he's afraid
to support me publicly.
Bobby Buds, if you are listening to this,
you're never gonna make it.
You're
not marketable
unless you become a patron.
I'm not saying I am.
Wait, is he a patron?
No,
I'm not.
It's okay if you're not a patron. I'm not a patron.
This is public.
Yeah,
I'm just saying Bobby Buds coming in saying racist puns are so bad and not funny at all.
Look, I'm not gonna
maybe
lie.
Maybe there's truth to that.
It's a pandemic out here, folks.
Bobby,
you're gonna get punished,
Bobby puns.
Bobby puns, that's good.
Bobby.
Yeah, no, it's a pandemic, folks.
Nice.
And
Bobby,
and
Bobby puns.
Popping puns.
Well, I heard that on January 21st, there's going to be a pandemic unleashed and we're all going to get punished.
There's going to be a, punerection.
Bobby duds, because those jokes are
that
just
was bad.
Duds.
No, don't fucking do a sound effect. No, let's just let it float,
no,
you guys.
No, can we rewind that? I didn't catch that.
Wow, that took like yeah, can you find a longer one next time?
You're gonna make it, but you have to know if you're on a show with someone for 2 years.
Me after having Taco Bell.
Yeah, so
you can't big time people.
Alex here is 14. We trafficked her in from Poland through the southern border.
They found me on Omegle.
Yeah, well, we found her. She was getting barked at by dogs, by cartels' dogs, and then we saved her.
We got a good deal. It was a steal.
It was a
Bobby
steal.
Bobby Buds, if you're listening to this for some reason, this
they're
is
not.
Like 30. They're not.
Merry Christmas,
they're
Bobby.
Not. They go
the only way he would be is if someone was like, oh, they were talking shit about you.
Okay,
Bobby,
I
it's
am
all
talking
in jest
shit about you, but I'm not.
Fun.
I want you to be in like a thing
not.
That I'd make. So hit me up. Or
would
I
you want him to dress as Danny DeVito?
No, like literally just himself. Like he's
so
just like perfect.
Oh, I can text him for you.
Oh, really? I don't know if he's...
Do you have a picture of when you dressed up? All right, like,
whatever. Fuck it.
He would be in a sketch. He's open to do a lot of stuff.
All right, shit. Yeah, I definitely want him to be in, like, I'm writing... I kicked your leg.
Well, he doesn't know who you are.
Sorry.
Do you have a picture of when you dressed like him?
No, I deleted, like, my entire camera roll from, like, 2023.
I'm anti-anti-Semitic.
I want to give a Merry Christmas to a few people. Joe Medoff, Merry Christmas.
I love you, Joe Medoff. You're so funny.
Bobby Buds, Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait, no, he's...
No, he's...
I get the joke now.
Brad Sneesman, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Slay Queen.
There's a lot of Jews.
It's, like, weird that you remember Slay that King. Bit, but... I guess that's a big part of their Esau.
Well, it's the Jew in Mac.
Yeah, I'm 13%.
Unlucky.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I'm 13%.
Snake?
Snake.
That's
a snake.
Oh, okay. I was like, is that crickets or?
Yeah, I don't know. It was bad.
That was bad. That was bad. Sounds like.
That sound gave me a.
Sounds like. Oh.
What was that?
That was a boner.
Boy, yo, 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 yoing.
That, yeah, it's a boner.
Bazinga, bazinga.
No, that
this
was,
dude.
Bazinga.
It's because how much
that
you
one
love
gave
ass.
Me. That one gave me a.
This guy loves ass. He's an
do
ass
you,
man.
Do we have like a laugh track that we can possibly just play and repeat? So.
Probably not.
I feel something.
Awkward.
Okay.
Pretty awkward. You can't feel anything.
That's why you just kind of just drink something. Leave even harder. We need another. Level.
Yeah.
Mike, can you give us something even harder?
Mike, yeah.
Aaron Chase, I'm sorry that I didn't write your script, but you have to write your own scripts. That's how writing scripts work.
Wait, he asked you for you to write a script for him?
Yeah. I feel bad, but it's also like, I can, like, just ask ChatGPT then.
Yeah. It's like
I'm
you
sorry.
Can write a eulogy with ChatGPT.
I have a friend named ChatGPT.
He's good.
He's cool.
He's cool. We like him.
ChatGPT, shout out to him.
ChatGPT, thank you so much for making my comedy career happen.
I'm talking about my friend Chad.
Thanks for AI just ruining any potential writing jobs.
Oh my gosh.
Ever had.
I want to go see like fucking, you know, there in Switzerland, there's a church that has like an AI Jesus.
What?
An AI Jesus for like, what the fuck do they call those? When you, like you go in the little closet and you're like, hey, I killed a man. Like confession?
AI Jesus.
Yeah, confession.
Confession.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. They have like an AI Jesus on the other end.
I don't like that.
Oh God. So you just confess
but
all
the,
your secrets to
but the thing,
an AI?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You can't talk about personal shit. So I'm like, what? Like, yeah. So
isn't,
like,
isn't
what?
Isn't that the point of confession?
Yeah, right? And I'm like, what? You're like collecting my data?
And so the priest can beat off while he listens to your sins.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. That was you're ruining the tradition of that. Like, you're fucking... Like,
I saw this creepy
video. I agree.
We should close
the door on that.
Door. We should have an AI that Jesus that... like, goes, yeah, yeah, you're having trouble with your family? Yeah.
It's like the most satanic thing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Alexandra, why don't you tell us about, you know, your life and shit?
Yeah, so like tell us about your life.
Can you tell us
shit.
All about your life and shit?
Wait, should I lie or should I like be honest or like what's more funny?
I mean, why? What would make you want
to
lie?
It's supposed to be really a vulnerable, emotional.
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't like being like super, really like super, like vulnerable like that.
Well,
tell us about your tattoos.
Open up to everyone.
Okay. Well,
What's the shortest you've dated?
Give it up to the
shortest I dated.
Give it up to the Lord our God.
I guess
you date shorter than you.
I don't know. I've had a lot of situationships. But I only like really dated like two people to be.
Have you dated Adam Gilbert?
Like serious?
No,
he's
but
short.
He was cute. Yeah,
he's short.
Yeah,
Alex needs to be the tall one in her relationship.
Yeah. So,
no.
All right. So we're gonna get Adam Gilbert. We're gonna hook him up with Alex.
You should get two if it's an Adam Gilbert.
Wait, is it like buy one get one free?
Yeah,
based on
you
weight.
Can date two Adam Gilberts for the price of one.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was definitely.
You can't pass up on sales like that.
No, I mean,
okay,
a lot of people do, but
yeah,
I don't know how.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Get a couple of Adams.
Yeah, Gilbert.
I guess it's Adam and Adam.
And Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, and Dylan.
Okay.
Do it.
I think the shortest that I dated, like for real, was like 5'6".
How tall
was my height?
You?
5'6".
That's okay.
The same height?
Yeah.
That's kind of embarrassing for him, how short he is.
Why?
It's like super short.
It's like genetics.
Yeah. And?
Yeah.
It's like if we're in
doesn't
a mature...
Robert J. Kennedy wear fucking... No. I'm thinking of...
Robert
fuck.
J. Kennedy.
I'm thinking about... I think of Ron DeSantis. Like, he like wears those fucking little heels.
Probably. I don't know.
He's a little princess. Yeah.
Like,
I'd
like,
fuck Ron DeSantis.
Do you like the governor of Texas?
DeSantis.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, he's in a wheelchair. Fucking ableist.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind.
It's kind of.
It's not my type, but.
It's kind of fucked up of you.
No.
No.
Wheelchair. I'm not like. Wheelchair's not your
it's
type.
It's not a deal breaker, but.
Yeah, it is. It should be.
But she's evil. This is fucked up.
It's okay to have limits. You got fucked.
Oh, no. It's horrible. This is one that goes forever.
I would date a person in a wheelchair.
No, you wouldn't. That was so unconvincing.
I would date.
You can call them. I would go by wheels.
But
I
would have to upgrade their wheelchair. You know what I'm saying?
Some rims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we have to go hiking.
Wheelchair person.
It's like we put rims on your wheelchair.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I'm gonna have to like fucking make you like.
There's a guy.
I mean, I guess I could. I'm thinking of like ways where it wouldn't be offensive to. Maybe like go through. I don't know. Like I like climbing, like rock climbing.
Maybe there's
I'm
an option
maybe
for that.
Like yeah.
Well, I think that like we should upgrade.
There's a lot of robot stuff happening.
Exactly.
Right now.
So I was gonna say, as we go through a new technological era, we should give all people that have wheelchairs, spider legs.
Taxes.
Well, that's something the Neuralink is actually probably going to be able to solve, because you could just zap people's brains
and their legs will
the
work.
Right way, and then it'll stimulate the nerves that
but I feel like they, like it'd be like kind of like I don't know, have you ever watched like a movie, like that shit always goes wrong.
Well, yeah, like, it's like that and the robots.
Like the legs would definitely like just go fucking willy nilly, like those like inflatable things in front of like those car shops. You know what I mean?
Well, if you refuse,
it'd be really freaky.
If you refuse to get the Neuralink, we're gonna be here.
At that point,
the
is that
I'm fine with like the chip in the wrist where you like scan your credit card. Like that, I don't mind
that's what the globalist New World Order wants. You can't do that.
Oh no, I don't want.
It's not like an Elon Musk approved thing. So you're like, no, I'm not doing it.
What?
No. That's why you do things.
No,
right?
It's like a thing that leads to like social credit score, like China has.
I don't. I feel like Elon.
You know what? I feel like my credit score is pretty cool.
Your social credit score would be awful.
It'd be like 583.
We don't even know what it's out of. It's actually out of 80,000. So you're going to jail probably.
Oh, for what?
For having such a low social credit score.
Oh. We should do that with people who have low ACT scores.
Yeah.
What was yours?
I got 36.
We talked about it. We talked about it.
Well,
no, you don't.
We talked about mine, and then
I
didn't say yours.
Yeah, because there was like a roundup.
Was yours?
I went to Stanford, then Harvard.
Yeah,
22.
Okay, so I'm smarter than you, Mac.
I was retired.
I know that.
I was retired that day, I have ADHD or whatever.
Then you should have asked for it. No, they would have given you extended time.
Well, no, because
time.
My parents are like, we don't believe in ADHD because they're Republican.
Yeah,
I'm just good.
It's not real. They just give you cool drugs if you say you have it.
Yeah, and I wanted some, and I need. Yeah.
No, we need to find out Mac's real ACT.
It was
24.
It was.
I did really well in the math and the English, but the. I'm not like a fast reader, so in the reading and the science, I didn't do well because there was just a lot of fucking bullshit.
Mwah, mwah.
And I like to listen. To my Mein Kampf.
If they had Mein Kampf on the comprehension.
We should like have the next episode. We're gonna do a drinking episode where it's just like shots, and every time you mention Mein Kampf, we take a shot.
That's like the main thing I think about books.
I would just say it a lot.
Right.
For Valentine's
It'd
Day?
It would be a great podcast.
Be
what?
Mine.
What?
Will you be mine for like a Valentine's Day card, but it's like mine?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, like the German mine.
Mine? Will you be mine?
Will you be mine?
Will you be mine?
Yeah. World War II enthusiasts. That's, that would sell out on the fucking, like, Hallmark, pick that shit up.
Well, yeah. if you pair it with Free Palestine.
You know that more people watch Hallmark than CNN and MSNBC now?
I mean, shit, I would.
Free Palestine versus
CNN's kind of lame. They don't have any of the good kush.
How much money do we send to Ukraine and Israel?
Probably like $5 a day.
Let's put that money towards spider legs.
A cup of coffee.
A Lincoln.
Let's put that money towards spider legs.
No, Mac is obsessed with, he wants spider legs, but then he can't be the only person with the, he
so
needs
the whole
his
squad
crew,
has to have spider legs.
Or else it's weird.
Dude, well, we're talking about body mods. I would love just like an extra arm, like coming out of my fucking like rib cage, like right here.
Well, that's what they call my dick. Button. Yeah. Another arm.
No, well, that's,
I won
very
the contest.
Useless.
I won the biggest dick contest in Michigan, remember?
Yeah, but
because you were wrong, you said smallest.
No, it's funny that you said that and then you just flipped it. And
yes, I flipped the script on you.
You didn't see that
coming. You know, it's kind of disgusting. It's like sometimes, yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's okay. It's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But yeah, so Hitler versus Free Palestine, or just they'd be on the same team.
Oh, okay.
So when people say Free Palestine, but they hate Hitler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is kind of.
But then it's like.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews are kind of doing their own Holocaust now.
Well, the issue.
I thought it was never.
The people that are in a real bind. The people in a real bind are left wing Jews because they're like, shit. Because the right wing supports Israel. You know? And that's why the whole country flipped a little bit red.
It's okay. We can let me check my pack of gum and just see if we got anything better.
We can talk about Alex Jones and the New World Order or something.
I do want to hear Alex's Alex Jones impression.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What do you got?
They're turning the freaking dogs gay.
You know that's true.
Well, yeah, my dad was talking about how Fauci was vaccinating monkeys to be gay or something.
No.
Oh, that's a lie?
I want to read the RFK book about
so
Fauci.
No,
okay.
I'll read that.
I mean, there's stuff I can't say about Fauci on here that'll get us a strike.
We're already just struck. Like
I mean,
I don't think it.
Who
I don't,
cares?
No, I'm not. Well, I would love.
But once I release
vaccine.
Alex Jones secrets on the free episode, then that's where you get the real strikes instead of the suppression.
It's like, what if vaccines ruined my life? What if that's why I am how I am?
Well, I'm happy I didn't get the boosters. I had a booster seat when I was a kid, but I didn't get any booster shots.
Can you imagine if someone I showed up some to a function
shots?
And then
yeah, I got like four.
Yikes! You're gonna die.
Shit!
We'll have to get a new. Well, we should probably plan. For
I ate
a
Panera
co-host.
Sandwich today. It was all right, and I got some of that caffeine lemonade.
But you're gonna die.
Remember that, guys.
Caffeine lemonade.
Yeah, I love caffeine. I was so pissed off that like three people died. I was like, no, I love that fucking lemonade. I love that lemonade so much. That kept me going.
Remember when it was
RFK
in these
is gonna get rid of a lot more stuff.
Can RFK like bring that back though?
Yeah. No. Can he put caffeine?
Why
back
not?
In Four Loco?
He's getting rid of a lot of good
things.
You know he's dating.
Buzzkill.
Yeah, he's such a fucking buzzkill.
Yeah,
no, that's hilarious.
I'm gonna shoot him.
Larry David having a show, and then it's like was almost
him.
Like the first lady was his wife.
No, I'm not.
That's
I'm afraid
so
of killing people. I'm afraid of touching people.
Mm-hmm. Intimacy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do like a side hug, but no.
Why don't we talk about that?
No.
Why do you have intimacy problems?
Dude, have you ever like been in an open mic and like some comic comes up to you and is like, oh my God, great set. And then they like go... for like a hug. And
I don't even like fist bumping.
Yeah, and then they like pour something in your drink and you're like, dude, like this happened to me.
No, I say thank you.
It's
I love
okay,
drugs.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And they put like a bunch of Xanax in my drink and I'm like, thank you. I'm immune.
Dude, I'm literally like, okay, I'll like wait for your, I'll like see your set. And then their whole set is just about how they read Mein Kampf. I fucking hate when that happens.
Are you talking about Joe Fernandez?
Oh my God, Joe Fernandez.
Sorry, you know, Joe Bananas.
Is that his like new name?
Yeah, that's what he
Okay,
by.
Joe Bananas. Mm-hmm. I totally talked about how I took an acting class from him through Zoom.
Right? Yeah, which is embarrassing.
Yeah, I mean, I paid him $40 for it too.
That's not even a lot at all.
That's a lot.
That's a lot over one fucking Zoom
to like read a script.
What did he say?
For free.
So if you want to act, you gotta.
And he's just thinking about his hustle and the money.
It was like here, like to my bust, to my top, to the top of my head.
From my bust, I'm talking about my bust.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna do Second City.
Really? Why?
I thought you're
because I
you're
just like feel Clay like if season I live in Chicago, it's just kind of like it's there.
I'm gonna fucking judge you. I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna kill you if you do.
Are you serious about that?
No.
Yeah. She's gonna shoot.
Wait, are you serious about Second City? We're like scared.
Yeah, no, you're off the podcast. If it's gonna be me and Quinn George. We're gonna
that's a poor.
Are you acting? Are you? What are you doing? Are you gonna do a stand up?
Are you acting right now? Because you're doing a pretty good job.
No, I'm a bad actor. That's the part of the problem.
Well, I don't know if you're.
Dude, just take a fucking class with Joe Fernandez.
It's depressing.
I told you I tried to take a class with Joe Fernandez because I wanted to play Jack Nicholson in The Departed.
And, okay.
And he said that was already a movie.
Here we
go. Oh, okay. So, did you do his open mic?
Yeah, I've done it several times. I had a meltdown at his open mic. It was a pre-planned meltdown.
Oh, okay. I might do one just so I could do a callback to yours.
And I said,
and steal your material.
Fuck you,
yeah.
Fuck you, yeah. Fuck you. You guys can all suck
what
I did.
Was that pre-planned or were you just not doing well?
No, I mean, I didn't do well. I didn't have much energy in the set, but no, I was like, I'm ready to.
It's okay.
Well, Bob Keane was like up front. And I was like, this isn't going to go
well. Have you ever done Easy Bar?
Yeah, I won the best set of the night.
That's when he passed out in my car.
We talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a memory of a goldfish. I want to do an open mic. We should do an open mic.
Wait, you have a memory. Like, your memory is like a goldfish, or you have a memory that you saw a goldfish one time?
Both. Okay. I love goldfish.
Why? Because they die like right away?
Memory of an elephant I saw.
They taste good.
The heck?
What?
When did you fry them up?
You guys should help me.
No,
you're
just
guys.
Eat them.
Oh, goldfish, another snack that RFK is getting rid of.
Sorry. Wait, really?
He's going to get rid of
all said they're
snacks.
Not smiling back anymore.
We're going to eat celery every day.
Have two aisles.
It's like, oh my God, that's the dystopian hellscape that I'm wanting. Like, I want to walk into an Amazon Fresh and it's just like celery everywhere.
It's actually like
then scan your fucking Neuralink and your social credit score.
No, but
you're like, food is not entertainment.
If you do if you walk into a grocery store and it's like not all those bad things, it's more of a topian thing than dystopian. It's like what it should be, probably.
Yeah, so you're just eating fucking
like healthy stuff?
Carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a rab.
Look,
Donald Trump is so healthy and orange. He eats all the carrots.
No, yeah. Doesn't he eat like McDonald's like every day though?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't.
Wait, is he
work
banning
out?
McDonald's? So no fast food. It's just like you can't make the gross food
they
yourself.
Just
you have
make
to buy
it the way other other country has stricter, and we just want to make it so we're not getting scammed. Our Fruit Loops shouldn't have all these fucking
and
carcinogenic
and
comfort
if,
foods.
If people could say like racial slurs on Twitter, I just want to eat fucking Red 40 every day.
I want to make my
like the freedom comes the like physically, spiritually, mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom, baby.
And I just like I really wish we could just like
my body
really push into that.
Do you believe? Are you pro-choice?
Of course.
So
yeah.
You think we should? You don't have to get the vaccine if you don't want because it's your body.
Yeah. No. I'm not gonna lie.
My body, my choice.
Well, that's like, well, that's like different. That was like everyone was like getting sick and like gross. And I like got, I don't know.
What about the draft?
The draft? Yeah, fuck it. Send me to war. I don't care.
Well, you're not going to get sent.
That's okay. Well, I probably won't pass the physical.
Well, I have Crohn, so I can't go. I want to fight for my country, but I'm not allowed to.
Sheesh.
It sucks. Sheesh. All I want to do is like.
Just fucking.
I want to do is save
not
America.
Not even a pawn.
All I want to do is save America and join.
Well, just go to the White House and like wait in that line. And
I guess I'll have to be a
vigilante
senator.
Soldier.
Yeah, and then I don't know.
Volunteer soldier.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to be a mercenary.
Them wrong, and they'll accept you.
I'll be a merc.
You're like the reindeer of the army.
Yeah, I'll have to join whatever the new, because...
You could just, like, lie. You could be like, I'm in the army, and, like, wear the fucking gear, and then just show up to, like, Iraq. They're always in Iraq.
Like,
I don't know why.
Mics.
But... just go to the desert. What's like holding you back? Just fucking lie. That's what I do as a comedian. I'm like, I'm a comedian. And I'm not a comedian. And I'm just
You're funny though.
Yeah.
No, you're an alt comic. Mac is a control comic.
Yeah.
I'm a delete comic.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Less a command. I'm a command comic.
Yeah. You're an alt-right comic. Hello.
Yeah, I'm an alternative
what's
to the
your,
right.
What's
I'm
your,
left,
what's
I'm
your
left
favorite
right.
What's your favorite Republican joke?
Probably I like Rachel Mankow.
Say the whole joke, though. I don't get it.
I was Rachel Mankow the other night from MSNBC.
I don't get it.
My favorite Republican joke.
Yeah.
This is... Okay.
Something about cheese,
what's yours?
Probably.
I have a... So my parents both got sex changes. So like my mom used to be my dad and my dad used to be my mom.
Yeah.
And when they first told me about it, they thought I'd be freaking out, but you know, I kind of growing up, I saw right through it the whole time, you know, my trans parents, I saw right through it.
Wait, how is that Republican?
it's actually woke.
Yeah, it's so woke. It's
I'm
super woke.
Yeah.
I like that.
I saw right through it.
I like, I'm like super, like, I love being extra woke.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I said in the video that we're social justice warriors.
Yeah, and my favorite woke joke is...
what do you call it?
What
do you call an unvaccinated person? An idiot.
No. This is my favorite.
What do you call someone that votes for the orange demagogue?
No. This is
a dumb idiot.
this is my favorite woke joke.
What is it?
So I got up this morning.
Don't
get
do
it
because
I woke up.
Nice.
Oh, this one's pretty good.
Nice.
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
There's a good one. It's
at 6:09.
Like,
because it's 69.
I woke up this
morning.
So it's like funny. Yeah.
I got this morning, you know, I took the gun out of my mouth, put it on my bedside table. It's like something I put into some jokes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, I wouldn't use a gun. I would use my antidepressants.
They wouldn't do it.
No, I.
Antidepressants wouldn't kill you.
What? Why not?
Like Zoloft or something like that.
Like if you ate too much of it,
it would
just make you really happy, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Because those antidepressants take like a little while to kick in, and it's not like a Xanax. You can take too much Xanax. Those are for like instant.
Is that like
it's an anti-anxiety.
But yeah, let's talk
Bummer.
About. Okay, so drugs, they have political alignments too, right?
Well,
blue pills,
red pills, black pills.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but no, like cocaine is more of like a anarcho-capitalist,
cool
yeah. Uh-huh.
Anarcho
meth is like definitely alt-right, but it could also be
Coke
really
is,
left
Coke is
because
just cool guy.
Yeah, because it's really popping in the gay bar scene.
Well,
to Hunter Biden,
it's in the bar scene.
Hunter Biden loves
in the bar scene.
Wait, or
in
crack?
General.
No, he likes crack, which is like so.
What would you say crack crazy. Normally relates
to? Did you
what
think
community
his,
would you relate crack to? Do you think
the cool?
his crack teeth were hot.
Yeah,
did you see
I
those
love
little baby
Hunter Biden.
Like,
I love Hunter
if you were
Biden.
It's inspirational to see the veneers now, and
that's
it's like
my
you
type.
Can.
Yeah, you can get new teeth. Yeah, Michael Cooper. But just if you actually put if you
well,
instead,
he,
instead
he
of reading
will.
Instead of reading communist manifestos, you can actually work hard and then work your way up to make a lot of money.
Fucking
and
Forrest
get, and get veneers.
Wait, how
of,
do I work? Like, what should I work as? You think?
Nothing.
What do you want in
you're
life?
Studying.
Wait, what should I do right
something
now, then?
You, something you hate.
Don't sell your
like
body.
What?
Sell your body.
No.
Wait, really?
You can do that anytime, but not forever.
I don't really want to.
But don't do that yet.
Send feet pics on OnlyFans.
Just put
I have like a piece of eczema on my toe, so I can't.
Maybe. Well, some people might like
so
that.
That's, yeah.
I don't like it. It hurts.
No, I know,
but that's
people
only
are
one
weird.
Foot.
Oh.
People are strange.
Really?
Think of all the, you could change
these
your
are
poses
people that,
to
these are people
it.
That already like feet, okay?
Okay.
So they're probably weird already.
Hey,
now that's what
out
I
there,
call footage.
I have a piece of eczema on my toe, and I have really stonky, like, short toes. I barely wash them. I never use what are those stones called?
Alex, easy. You're just gonna.
What are those stones called?
Getting people
Alex
riled
stones?
Up. Right
I always
now.
Wear boots. So if you want me. Mm-hmm. To send you, you know, we should do that as a package. Like,
yeah, you get if you
no secrets to your
right,
you can put Alex's
yeah.
foot content.
If you know,
yeah, like juice, foot water, kind of sort of.
If uh-huh. you join
a sock, maybe.
If you join Patreon, you get half off of her feet. Her feet.
There's
thing.
Like a sock level,
yeah,
and then like an unlimited.
Can I get like 65% of that profit because they're my
of the feet one? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
Lovely. We'll talk after.
Yeah, we'll kind of connect them.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be
wink,
honestly,
wink.
If you get people to join the Patreon to get your foot tier,
yeah,
for the foot tier,
like you can have that.
No, I'm not joking. I'd totally be down for that.
No, yeah, it's like
I need money so bad.
Well, no, you should put the feet on OnlyFans, but we'll give people a deal if they join the Patreon. Then they get a deal that will give them a code for OnlyFans.
I'm afraid of joining OnlyFans because I want to like teach.
Well, yeah,
so it's like that's like doesn't go hand in hand.
You don't have to have your
and
like
you don't
real
want, like
I have tattoos though.
No, you don't have, but it's just your feet.
You don't want. Like,
I guess
your
I could just
husband
do my feet,
to,
but like it, dude. I always say this. Like, if I get like $5 on OnlyFans, like after like 3 months, I am like.
Oh no, that's gotta be horrible.
I would.
Well, then do it.
I would never like go outside.
Well, you gotta
it's
work
like you already
though.
Exposed yourself, but you got not paid.
You're like,
for
you
it.
Gotta promote. You gotta put like fucking QR codes up and stuff. Like, no, I'm not. That's weird.
Yeah.
See how that's like starting to get a little.
No, it
gross?
Is
kind of
funny.
Like,
do you want to see
you
my
should just
feet?
Start making no- regular.
Yeah. Do you want to see my feet? Send me
check
this QR code.
Coin shortage feet.
You should. That
yeah.
should be a category
at
for the gazelles.
Coin shortage feet.
Yeah, gazelles, literally.
Coin footage.
And it's like you like move your toes a little bit.
Footage.
Oh, yeah. I like do sketches of my feet.
Uh-huh. You put little puppets on them.
Be like fucking Jolly Bean with your
like
feet.
Like Brad Kaufman, hey, hit me up. We're going to write some sketches together and we're going to use my feet instead of those shit fucking comics.
Yeah, but he'll
right?
be coughing and sneezing all over your feet. You
whatever.
Don't want
he has money. I don't care.
He doesn't.
See,
he
oh, do he doesn't? Want
he spends
money
it all
so
on likes.
Bad.
He's in deep debt.
Stop!
He's in deep debt to Sorab.
I want him to.
How much money do you want?
Sorab's the middleman for likes.
I love Sorab.
Yeah. But so I'm not saying Sorab's a bad guy. I'm saying Brad Kaufman is broke.
We should get him on this pod. What the fuck? I know he's. Did he do it?
I don't know if. No, I don't know if he'll come on. Or he's,
I don't, if I'm on. I'm
like, he's the kind of guy who said, like, I'll come on, and then didn't come on.
Okay.
Alex,
sheesh.
You should just start posting anything all the time. But not like foot stuff, and then just build yourself up. But it can be whatever you want.
And then
I've seen people that post 10 times a day, and each video is like basically nothing even happening. But it's like their Instagram grows faster than everyone else because they're posting so much that people get addicted to them.
Why don't you do
that?
So that
Instagram's like, let's make these people more addicted to Instagram through Alex.
Yeah, but then also,
why?
But also everyone,
but then
everyone unfollows you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
no.
I'm just gonna
you'll
buy
gain
likes.
Followers faster.
I unfollow everyone that posts way too much.
What? Just mute them.
Yeah, that's what people.
That's
do.
What you
that's
do.
That's
you
what people do, but then you don't get engagement.
No.
Oh, you don't get engagement.
Alex
you?
Would get engagement. You get faster. It would grow faster than you would lose people.
You'd get foot engagement.
Right.
Feet engagement.
Yeah.
Just random
you
stuff, just like, this is what I'm doing right
we
now.
We have to end the
sorry.
Podcast. You have to go to your movie at 7 o'clock.
Huh? Fuck, for real?
What'd you say?
Oh.
She has to go to
I have to go to my stupid fucking, yeah. I'm going to see 100 of Beavers at the Music Box at 7 p.m. on Sunday. Please. Wait, you're not releasing this podcast right now.
It's releasing.
Can you like cut that out?
It's releasing.
Cut what out?
Can you cut that? Can you cut that like entire bit? What I just like said right now?
No.
About your feet?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nothing gets cut.
Okay. Don't sell your body.
Yeah, but
I'll sell my feet.
Follow her at.
You could sell your feet.
Follow her at coin footage. Coin footage is good.
No, dead ass. I will start the Instagram.
That's how you make that money.
Please.
No,
that's what I call footage.
Not Instagram.
And then I'll tag you guys every time.
Yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, I'll share it. It's your feet.
Yeah.
No, instead of your feet, it's called your feet.
Yeah, my feet.
It just Alex's feet.
Like it has a D and then a T, like Litterbot. Oh my God, I need to stop talking.
It'd be like a cameo, like. Toenail polish should I wear today?
Yeah, and people
Will pay you just to
Can we do a poll? Can we do a poll today? Like,
That's what you'll do on your OnlyFans.
Also,
put some feelers out there.
Wait, no. For the eczema on my toe, should I use Vaseline, Aquaphor, Cetaphil,
cocoa butter?
We might need to see it and put up a poll and see what people think about your eczema.
Yeah. Well, I had a full.
You got to pay for that.
I had a full upper body rash. It's been a whole like body.
Why? Because you had like scabies or?
I got scarlet fever, Johansson.
No.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was out.
Have you ever read Bridget
Crohn's.
Jones' Diary?
Sorry, I had a friend who was like, I want to do improv. Like, do you know any improv classes that are like in low prices? And then followed up with, not because I want to find a date or anything, lol.
Wow.
I was like, what
wrong
the fuck?
Reasons.
Is she hot? Tell her to hit up.
It's a he.
Oh.
It's Bill Gates. Look. I'm not joking. It's literally
that is very funny. It's the Matt Gates type of Gates. And
Yeah.
Bill
yeah.
Matt Gates.
Bill.
Maybe me and him will be in the same Second City class. And
he's probably gay, right? So
dude,
sounds right.
Wait, no. Do Second City, but then like the second day, be like, I'm fucking over this shit. I'm fucking tired.
And get it on video.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, that. What a performance.
Yeah.
And then you'll have to stick around. And you'll be like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, I just spent like $400 on...
I just think some people go through there and then they get discovered, and
discovered by what?
SNL,
like one,
like who, like Clay Season.
It's like a bunch of people.
Dude, just ask Clay Season on to be on his show.
Tina Fey,
oh my God, St. James Jackson.
What about him?
He went to a Diddy party.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, and
he didn't.
And he owns a little St. James Jackson Island.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of.
You know why you're saying that. You know why you're saying that.
What?
Because
his name's St. James.
Because his name's St. James, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Ain't no party like a St. James.
His name is basically
his birthday's go hard.
Okay.
Who's St. James?
Oh, you're not invited to his party.
He's like P. Diddy of Chicago.
Yeah. I was invited on Facebook.
St. James.
Yeah, he just invites everyone, but they have, but he has really good parties.
I just said decline.
Why?
Do you get invited inside?
Because I only go to Diddy
into
parties.
The after party.
There ain't no party like a Diddy party because a Diddy party don't stop.
I was invited to Diddy's party, but I was like, I don't like his music that much.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever.
I prefer
Seal.
Wolf. Yeah.
I was in the top 0.1% for Biggie.
I prefer Chris Brown. That was so not funny. That was so fucked up. Chris Brown.
When he punched Rihanna? That was hilarious.
No. When he punched Rihanna, yeah.
Yeah. She was like, not gonna stand here and get punched in the face.
He was mad that she
gave him. People on YouTube would literally make parodies of like a domestic abuse assault. And people were like, yeah, this is so fucking
hilarious. Yeah, but Rihanna, she was probably being.
She gave him herpes. From Jay-Z.
What was she,
really?
That's what I heard.
And also,
everyone has herpes.
What was she wearing?
No, they don't.
Probably like a sequins tank top or something.
Was she wearing boxing gloves?
Yeah. Was she wearing boxing gloves? Or was she being a massive bee? Was she from the beehive?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. I want to spill something.
Okay. Do it.
When I was in third grade.
You got graped?
No, that was you.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's for the Patreon.
That's for the Patreon. Patreon.com/badcomedy.
Third grade.
I called this girl. Her name is Catherine.
I don't know where this is going.
And I was like talking to my friend, and I'm like, Catherine is such a bitch.
Like you're like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, I literally like spelled out. Wow. Because
you thought that Catherine couldn't
because
spell it.
Because she was a bitch. Well, yeah, because I thought she didn't know what it was, and I thought if I spelled it out, it would be like harder for her to pick up. But then she totally heard me because she sat right across from me, and she told the teacher, and then the teacher like brought me out to the hallway, and she's like, "Did you call Catherine a bitch?" Mm-hmm. And then I started crying.
Wow.
It's your defense mechanism.
Yeah.
When people have and a cry for like, help, I think quit your crying.
And then I was like,
"Yeah, quit your whining." And that's what I was saying.
Yeah. And then I was like, I'm sorry. I will never call her a bitch again. And then she was like, okay.
Whenever I want to find a good restaurant, I have a cry for Yelp. I always want to figure out what the best restaurant on is.
Can I confess one more thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So for my 21st birthday, it was...
Do you get graped?
No. I went to TGIF. On a spelling...
Was it a Friday?
It was a Tuesday.
Well, you're supposed to go to Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah, but it was like 40 minutes away from me, and it was COVID,
like
so I think it was closed.
Was that ironic?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know.
You know, I take a lot of iron supplements.
Like,
So I went to TGIF, and then I went with my partner at the time.
Okay.
And
how tall was he?
So
he was 5'7".
Your boyfriend?
My boyfriend, my real boyfriend.
You were always an inch taller.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 6'4". And literally, the waiter comes, shut up. And then the waiter comes by and he's like, do you want me to sing happy birthday? And I'm like, no. And then I ordered a margarita and then I went to Joanne's Crafts, which is where I worked. Arts and Crafts. Birthday,
you should have said.
It was my 21st.
You should have said yes.
It was COVID.
Why didn't you say yes?
Because he seemed really out of it and it was like 3 p.m. And I was like, I hate my life.
Well, so you should have made him suffer for your life.
Yeah. No, you're right. Now I've been doing that lately, though. Like for my this birthday,
you
sucked
the happiness out of them and take it for yourself.
Yeah. I went to Chili's. I went to Chili's with like a group of friends, and I was like, "It's my birthday." It wasn't. It was a week before.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh my god, thank you so much!" And I was like hyping them up for like singing happy birthday. Like I learned from that experience. Like I totally. Yeah.
I took a little too much DMT last week at John Hickok's house.
No fucking way. Are you really? Are you serious?
Yeah, like I took
too
big.
Oh, that's why you
fucking
couldn't wake up today, yeah.
No, I went to a Lego World universe for... I felt like I was there 20 years. They said it was like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I was a Lego man. I had a Lego family, a Lego wife.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, what was her name? Do you know any
three,
names?
It was only 3 minutes, but I think in his mind it was 20 years or some shit.
Honestly, it was better than my real life.
Whoa. You should go to Legoland.
I miss my Lego wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything to her? Maybe she's listening still, like in the air? Or I don't know how that works, like spiritually or whatever.
I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
I miss you, JonBenet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
I feel like DMT just like feels like it's like AI generated like art.
It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Oh.